Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Snow is on the way, but how much? We will have the latest weather information for you throughout today and this evening. Stay tuned. A partial roof collapse caused the evacuation of an assisted living facility in Hendersonville last night. WLOS-TV says 15 residents at Cherry Springs Village were evacuated after a sprinkler system malfunctioned. One resident was hospitalized after slipping in water. The rest of those residents were transferred to facilities in Henderson and Transylvania counties. Most of the Blue Ridge Parkway is closed due to the recent snow and ice. Some parts of the scenic highway cannot be blocked off by gates, but are still very hazardous. The Park Service estimates it may take weeks to clear the parkway. Those who drive on closed parts of the parkway are subject to either fines, citations, or both. Film star and model Andie MacDowell, who lives in Asheville, will appear in Flat Rock on January 16th to screen the documentary The Greatest Silence, Rape in the Congo. That movie will be shown at the Flat Rock Cinema. There is a reception with MacDowell after the show. Tickets are $7 and will benefit Mainstay. That's Henderson County's Domestic Violence Prevention Agency. The Emmy-nominated film shows atrocities against women by militant groups in the Congo of Africa. There's a special look at the planets Friday at PARI, that's the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. With Mars reaching its closest point to Earth this month, that special program Friday will explore the annual event. The education director at the facility, Christy Whitworth, will discuss the current NASA missions on Mars that are sending data and photographs to Earth. Weather permitting, participants will also view Mars through the telescopes there. The evening starts at 7 with a site tour, followed by the presentation. Reservations are required and there is a charge. For information, call up at 862-5554 or check online at www.perry.edu. In sports, the Lady Tornadoes lost to the Lady Bears of Lenoir Rhyne last night, 78-67. The men's team won. That final score is 77-68. Josh Roper leading the Tornadoes with 21 points and 8 rebounds. The Tornadoes travel to play Lincoln Memorial this weekend on Saturday. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock. And Brevard High made up a game at East Henderson last night and won 60-47. The girls' team also won 48-40. The Blue Devils host Smoky Mountain this Friday night. We'll have that game for you live right here on the radio. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.